WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A lot of new TV series are being rolled out this month, including two new dramas premiering this week, ABC's The Birds of Paradise, which premieres tonight, and CBS's The Road Home, which premieres Saturday. TV critic David Bianculli says that both of them have ties to previous well-regarded dramas and also have the same problem.
This is going to be the year of family values on TV, or at least it'll start out that way until a lot of these well-meaning shows go into the tank. The surprise success of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, a show I still can't believe is a hit, is one reason the networks are developing so many wholesome TV series. The other big reason is the debate over TV violence. So put them together, and you have the ideal incubator for the type of family drama that's about to pop up all over the tube. The Birds of Paradise is about a recent widower, with three children, who packs up the kids and the dog and moves to Hawaii. The Road Home is about a man and woman with four kids, who pack them up and head for North Carolina to visit the grandparents, and decide to stay. Both shows sound instantly forgettable, but the producers and stars make you want to give them a chance. The widower in Birds of Paradise is played by Timothy Busfield, who played Elliot on 30-something. The creators of the show have good credentials, too. One worked on Moonlighting, the other on St. Elsewhere. So you expect a lot. But what you get in the first two shows is a sort of Southern exposure. There are lots of quirky characters, who are played well by the likes of Bruce Weitz and Arlo Guthrie. But there's also a lot of overly dramatic writing, like in this scene, where Busfield's character takes the kids on an outdoor hike and stops to talk to the spirit of his dead wife.
Here we are, Holly, in Hawaii, standing on top of an active volcano. It's your birthday. We're celebrating by making an offering to Pele. You love these islands. She's the one who made them. We're trying to be a family without you, honey. But it's hard.
I'm not giving up on this show because some of the scenes and performances are good. But all the conflicts are resolved in a manner that's way too pat, which is the exact same problem with The Road Home. You know, going in, how everything is going to come out. But again, the lineage of the show is something special. The Road Home is created by Bruce Paltrow and John Tinker, two more senior producers of St. Elsewhere. And they use two of that show's best cast members, Terrence Knox and Ed Flanders, as the leading men of The Road Home. Then, as leading ladies, they went out and got two great ones, Frances Sternhagen and Karen Allen. And though the plots are obvious, the interaction between characters is a lot less forced. Here's a mother-daughter talk between Karen Allen as Allison and her daughter Darcy, played by Jessica Bowman. Darcy is taking a bubble bath, and Mom comes in for a little bath time bonding.
Mom, did anything this humiliating ever happen to you?
Once, in church during silent prayer, I let one go loud.
Really?
Everybody had their head bowed and just sort of slipped out.
What happened?
Someone said, amen.
I'm not against family values in general, and I'm not against either of these shows in particular. I'm glad they're not worse, but I sure wish they were better, and I'll give them the chance to grow. Wholesome doesn't have to mean dull, although the more of these shows I watch, the tougher it is to remember that.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.